Hey guys, Pastor Thomas McDaniels here. I have to tell you about this amazing audio app that Charisma has put together for our learning and our empowerment. It's a great tool. I've been checking it out. I want you to download the audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com. It's a great app, and in this age of technology, I am so proud of Charisma for staying on top of the game and setting the pace for other Christian organizations. Get your app today at charismamediaaudio.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The Freedom March, an event led by Christians who left the LGBTQ community, was recently endorsed by two TV celebrities. Find out who after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. The Freedom March is a recurring event that celebrates former members of the LGBTQ community who say that they have found freedom from homosexuality through Jesus Christ. The next event is currently scheduled to take place in Boston, Massachusetts on April 18th, with more scheduled for Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia later this year. The event received a significant endorsement from Duck Dynasty's Phil and Kay Robertson in March. Phil Robertson said, "According to Jesus Christ, the greatest command in the Bible is to love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We should live by that. I am grateful to all who share their stories from their hearts at the Freedom March." Kay Robertson added, "I love hearing the stories about God's love and grace. It is the greatest blessing on this earth, and heaven will be the greatest gift of all." Jeffrey McCall, founder of the Freedom March, told Charisma News, "These stories can often be pushed to the back in the church because churches don't want to touch the topic or have confusion on it. I love that at Freedom Marches we highlight these stories of those who left LGBTQ and found their identity in Jesus Christ." To learn more, visit freedomtomarch.com. And if you like the story, you can hear more stories from Freedom March participants through the Overcomers series in the Charisma News Podcast archives. Visit cpnshows.com to find out more. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.